Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The maestro is pleased to see you. He thinks you're going to be a great cellist.
Hillary and Jackie, that's well. The movie about the famous cellist Jacqueline Dupre, is now available at your video store.
Really. I just don't want to be a cellist, after all.
Music lovers will remember that in this movie, Jackie, the cellist, feels entitled by her genius to ask her sister Hillary for the use of her husband for a while.
I feel $1 million this morning. That was exactly what the doctor ordered.
For weeks after this movie opened in theaters some time ago, people were asking me about it. Is it true? What a revelation. Wasn't her behavior shocking, they said. And my answer was invariably, no, it's not shocking at all. Nothing any classical musician could do to another or with another can shock me anymore, because what I know about classical musicians, I learned from the movies. Take The Beast with Five Fingers, for example. The concert pianist in that film has a certain need for reassurance from his entourage.
I merely want your testimony that I am not insane.
After he loses one hand.
None of us have ever doubted your mental health, Mr. Ingram.
His friend arranges music.
All I did was transcribe Bach. It gave him a chance to play again.
So he can play the Bach Chaconne with his remaining hand.
It was a trick, a stunt for a one-handed pianist.
Don't say that. It's beautiful. It's inspired.
And it must have been my last inspiration. I haven't been able to write anything since.
This hand, by the way, keeps playing, even after his untimely death, falling out of a wheelchair down a long flight of stairs.
The hand, it crawled on my desk and picked up the ring. I saw it with my own eyes. It's alive. I tell you, it's alive!
The hand turns up in a safe, escapes, choking a few people, and it all ends on a light note, if you'll pardon the expression. And then there's the classic Deception, in which Betty Davis...
Carol has asked me to play the Appassionata.
...is lying to her temperamental cellist husband...
I was under the impression this was a dress rehearsal. Never in my life have I known such fantastic interruptions.
...about her relationship with the great composer Hellenius, played by Claude Rains.
Extraordinary, isn't it? That music can exist in the same world as the basest treachery and ingratitude.
Finally... And what would any pianist do? She takes out a gun.
You are not going to tell Carol. You are not going to see him after the performance. You are not ever going to see him again. Swear to me you won't.
I'll swear nothing. I'll do what I please, see whom I please, say what I please.
Oh, well, that's a musician's life. Torment, passion, guns. And there's John Garfield, of course, as Paul Bourré, the ambitious violinist in Humoresque.
1,000 concerts are on my fingers, waiting to get out.
Whose ambition turns to love when he meets Joan Crawford, a rich, alcoholic, married socialite with, shall we say, a bit of an edge.
Soon the world will divide itself into two camps, pro-Bourré and anti-Bourré.
For whom Garfield is a feisty match.
Which camp are you in, Mrs. Wright? Pro or anti?
Garfield is caught between his lover...
I'm tired of playing second fiddle to the ghost of Beethoven.
...and his mother.
You know what she is. There's something wrong with a woman like that.
...who finally meet.
What about his work, his music? Leave him, Mrs. Wright. Leave him alone.
It ends tragically. In The Seventh Veil, James Mason keeps Anne Todd under lock and key.
You can't even leave this house without my permission. If you do, I can have you brought back by the police if necessary.
So that she'll practice the piano and be his alone.
Promise you'll stay with me always. Promise. Very well, if that's the way you want it. Very well, if you won't play for me, you shan't play for anyone else ever again.
And that's only the beginning. In Rhapsody with Elizabeth Taylor.
Living and breathing and eating music. Not talking or thinking about anything else. I can't live that way.
Possessed with Van Heflin.
I'm making love to the piano. One of my more attractive minor accomplishments.
In these films and a host of others, classical musicians say the darndest things. Add to those fictional dramas the fact-based movies about Beethoven.
Your lack of passion is unforgivable. I shall have to beat you.
And Tchaikovsky.
To talk about our marriage as though I didn't exist! No one can do that! No one! No one!
Stressing, as they do, dysfunction at every turn. And, well, it's tough to make an impact these days. Even the grandiose drama The Red Violin, now in theaters, can't find much to say about the cutthroat, wild-eyed, self-indulgent, petty behavior of your average serious musician that hasn't already been said more extravagantly somewhere else. Husband swapping, hallucinations, murder, betrayal, treachery, lechery. We who have been to the movies know it all and can hum a few bars. Incidentally, The Beast with Five Fingers, Deception, Humoresque, The Seventh Veil, Rhapsody, Immortal Beloved, The Music Lovers, and Hillary and Jackie are available at the more ambitious video stores in town. For a psycho musical film festival, rent them all. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkoff.